when the darkness is closing in, when we can't see the way forward, when we desperately need a rescue, a healing, how then shall we pray? Do we pray with confidence, having faith that God will perform miracles? Do we pray with humility, submitting to the greater plan of God? How then shall we pray? When multitudes of prayers in all shapes and colors overflow the scriptures, when even looking toward the perfect man produces a confusion of faith that moves mountains and, nevertheless, thy will be done, how then shall we pray? Well, as my papa used to say, well, I'll tell you, I don't know. Here is what I do know. We are to pray. We are to pray, and in our praying we are to ask, beg even. We are to ask and to continue asking, even if we do not get what we ask for. We are to pray and ask and lament and wail, and we can know beyond a doubt that at the very least we are heard and we are loved. Here is what I also know. We have our brother, Jesus. We have our brother Jesus praying for us as he sits at the right hand of the Father. And we have the Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of God inside of us, praying along with us, taking every word and every desire too deep for words straight to the presence of God, advocating for us exactly as God wills. How then shall we pray? Perhaps, after all, it does not matter. Perhaps as long as we have Jesus praying for us and the Holy Spirit praying with us, the only important thing is that we pray. Peace be with you as you plead before our ever-loving Father.